My name is Fletch Tove. I'm the Buncombe County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director. Today we're at Biltmore Church South in Arden at a drive-through Pfizer booster vaccine clinic. So those boosters for Pfizer were just approved by the FDA last week. And so we were ready to start this Monday. We've got this drive-through clinic that supports the community for anyone who meets the criteria and is looking to get a Pfizer booster.
Who is qualified? Who do you want to come out?
Right. So under the current guidance for a Pfizer booster, it needs to be someone who's received their first and second dose of Pfizer. And there's a couple criteria. One is that they're 65 and older, and it's been at least 6 months since they were fully vaccinated with the first and second dose. There are also some caveats that if somebody has a chance for severe consequences of COVID-19, they qualify for a booster, or somebody whose workplace puts them at increased risk of transmission, they can qualify for the booster shot. And that's all self-attestation. So if you come to a site, you just say, you know, you find yourself at increased risk through workplace, or you have fear of an increased consequence, and that's a self-attestation. But we do ask, you do need to be previously vaccinated with the first and second dose and 6 months since that.
What do people need to bring as far as ID or vaccine card?
Right, so it's really helpful and it makes the process go a lot faster if you could bring your vaccination card. That way it's just a quick check-in. If you don't have your vaccine card and you were vaccinated previously in North Carolina, we can look that up in the state system pretty easily. We know a lot of people went out of state to get their first and second doses. So if you don't have your vaccine card and you're out of state, we can still have you self-attest and come through. So if you don't have anything, we'll figure it out for you. But ideally, when you drive up, you have your vaccine card ready, and that makes things go really fast.
For people who may say, I don't know if I have a qualifying condition, is there a place they can go? Or are there any examples of what health conditions might put them at risk for severe COVID? And then what sorts of jobs might put them at risk for transmission?
Locally, you could go to buncombeready.org, the Buncombe R-E-A-D-Y.org, and that will have all the guidance for the Pfizer boosters there. But of course, we always want to refer people either to us or to the CDC guidance or state Department of Public Health guidance directly. So you can always go to CDC and see what that Pfizer booster guidance is, and they have some examples and can talk you through that.
Who vaccine-wise is qualified to come?
Right. So currently, as the guidance stands, you can't switch between vaccine regimens. So this is only a Pfizer booster. In the future, there may be some guidance that allows you to switch between those. But and I know Moderna and J&J are also seeking approval eventually for their boosters as well. But right now at this site, we're only doing Pfizer regimen boosters. I do want to encourage everyone, though. Many of you may have gotten your first and second dose with Buncombe County Public Health. But now there's so many other providers in the community. You don't have to come back to us for your booster. You can go to any provider, CVS, Walgreens, Ingles, local urgent care. Anybody who has Pfizer can administer that booster. We're welcome you here at Biltmore Church South. We'll be here for at least a couple weeks. No appointments necessary. You just drive through. But also you could go anywhere that's more maybe convenient and quicker for you currently stands.
Are you optimistic? I know you've been planning for this for a while. So tell me your thoughts from a public health standpoint.
So for public health, we really had no idea what the burden on us would be. We know we've done over 100,000 doses in the county public health alone, and we know the vast burden of this 65 and older group was done by us earlier in January and February. So we're out here ready, prepared to support that however we needed to. But what we're seeing and what we think is happening and we're hopeful about is that a lot of that population is going to local providers, not just public health. So we're sharing that burden between the local pharmacies, local grocery stores. So hopefully, as you become qualified for this and your 6 months comes up, I really encourage everyone to get the booster and get it wherever it's most convenient for you.
It's hard to believe, like vaccines came so quickly, boosters, it feels slow because we want it all now, but really things have moved very quickly, right?
Yeah, I think if you look at a history of vaccines, it's really unprecedented how fast this vaccine was approved and all of them and came through. But I think there is, I've heard people express concern that it seems to be too fast, but I want to just touch on that is that the science and the development of these wasn't fast. These vaccines are decades of research and studies. It's just that the last leg of that race to get them specifically conform to work for COVID happened really fast, but there's lots of decades of science and research behind these vaccines. They're safe, they're effective, they've been in development for a long time. So although the process was fast, the science and safety protocols were not expedited.
Yeah, and anything you want the public to know, any myths, misconceptions you're battling right now that you're hearing that you'd like to clear up?
One thing we hear a lot is that people are still want to do their own research or still looking at data. And I think at this point, you know, we're almost a year into vaccinations. The data's out there. Half the world has been vaccinated. The people who have some kind of reaction or adverse reaction is following what the statistic predictions were. Very low rates, one of the safest vaccines ever produced. Also, the efficacy, still, even though it's lowered with Delta variant, still some of the most effective vaccines ever produced. The science is out there. There's so many resources. Make sure you're looking at proper resources, CDC, State Department of Public Health, local health guidance. But it's time to get your vaccine if you've been holding out, worried about the science.
Gotcha. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.